You're listening to Synergistic Step-Parenting Podcast with host Maria Natapov, helping step-parents transform family chaos into meaningful and harmonious co-parenting. Another day rolls by and you find yourself tangled in the chaos of life. Managing your high-powered career and nurturing your blended family is tough. Sometimes it feels like you're juggling flaming torches, hoping they won't burn you or anyone else around you. The stress mounts. You seek to identify your stepchild's challenging behavior, understand their emotional triggers, and effectively respond to them while feeling supported as the stepparent. You long for a sense of peace and harmony within your family dynamic. If this sounds all too familiar, you've come to the right place. Find the show notes for this episode at synergisticstepparenting.com/92. As a CEO, you're accustomed to conquering challenges head-on. But when it comes to navigating the intricate landscape of blended family life, even the most accomplished individuals like you can feel overwhelmed. It's like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded. You know there's a solution, but finding it feels impossible. You yearn for seamless integration between your professional success and your family's well-being. Your stepchildren's happiness and success are just as important to you as your own children's. You're committed to creating a harmonious environment where everyone thrives. But how do you bridge the gap between your high-powered career and the complexities of blended family dynamics? I'm Maria Natapov, your guiding light through the labyrinth of blended family challenges. With me by your side, you'll unravel the knots of confusion and discover a path to serenity and connection within your blended family. A key foundational component is ensuring that you are able to find the calm in these scenarios and remain there. This is done by ensuring you support the step-parent's emotional needs. But how exactly do I understand your struggle so deeply? Let's take a closer look at the exact steps I use. Number one, identifying your stepchild's challenging behavior through emotional signals. Your stepchild's behavior triggers a wave of uncertainty and frustration within you. You're torn between wanting to address the issue effectively and fearing you might make things worse. I partner with you to look beyond the surface, recognizing the nuanced emotional swirl that lies beneath. Using keen insight, I help you pinpoint the root cause of your stepchild's behavior, empowering you to respond with empathy and understanding. Number two, understanding the root cause of your stepchild's emotional triggers. Consider a scenario when your stepchild acts out in defiance, leaving you baffled and exasperated. I delve into the depths of neuroscience-backed research to shed light on the underlying motives driving your stepchild's actions. By unraveling the mysteries of their brain, you're equipped with invaluable knowledge that transforms your approach from reactive to proactive, thus fostering deeper connections and mutual respect within your blended family. Number three, effectively responding to your stepchild's challenging behavior. Imagine facing a challenging situation with your stepchild and feeling paralyzed by uncertainty. You're at a crossroads, unsure which path to choose, and fearing the consequences of your decision. One thing's for sure, in order to effectively respond to their challenging behavior, you have to respond to your stepchild's emotional triggers. Together, we explore a myriad of possible responses along with the potential outcomes of each choice. Whether it's offering a listening ear, setting clear boundaries, or practicing positive reinforcement, I support you to navigate the complexities of blended family dynamics with confidence and grace. Let's review a sample scenario of a stepchild's challenging behavior. It's a Saturday afternoon, and you've planned a family outing to the museum. It's a rare opportunity for quality time amidst your busy schedules, and you're eager to share enriching experiences together. As you gather your blended family for the excursion, you notice tension simmering beneath the surface. Jamie, your stepdaughter, seems unusually withdrawn. Her usual bubbly demeanor is replaced by a mask of indifference. She appears distant and disengaged, eyes downcast as she fidgets with her phone. Despite your attempts to initiate conversation and involve her in the outing, Jamie responds with monosyllabic answers and avoids making eye contact. Her silence speaks volumes, hinting at underlying feelings of discomfort and resistance. As the car ride progresses, the tensions mount, casting a shadow over what was supposed to be a joyous occasion. Jamie's silence becomes palpable, a barrier that separates her from the rest of the family, leaving you perplexed and concerned. In this scenario, we embark together to help you decipher the underlying motives behind Jamie's behavior. Let's explore recognizing your stepchild's emotional signals. I encourage you to tune into the subtle emotional cues that Jamie conveys through her demeanor. By recognizing these signs, you gain insights into Jamie's inner world and the emotions that may be driving her behavior. Now let's explore the root cause of your stepchild's emotional triggers causing their challenging behavior. Through probing questions and empathetic listening, I invite you to delve deeper into Jamie's perspective, thus uncovering potential triggers that may have sparked her withdrawal. Whether it's insecurity, resentment, or fear of rejection, I help you understand the root cause of Jamie's emotional response. Most importantly, we explore how to validate Jamie's feelings and experiences, hence supporting open communication about your stepchild's emotional triggers without judgment or criticism. Acknowledging and validating Jamie's emotions helps foster openness within your blended family, laying the foundation for deeper connections and understanding. By unraveling the mysteries of Jamie's behavior and addressing the underlying emotions with empathy and compassion, together, we ensure you're empowered to foster a supportive and nurturing environment where every member of your blended family feels seen, heard, and valued. Let's delve into a specific example of what the root cause might be for Jamie's withdrawal, followed by Sophia's, her stepmother's, engagement with Jamie and how she navigated supporting Jamie through the underlying challenge. So first, let's explore the root cause of Jamie's emotional trigger. As Sophia reflects on Jamie's behavior, she considers the possibility that Jamie's withdrawal may be linked to feelings of insecurity and inadequacy stemming from her parents' divorce. Sophia recognizes that divorce can have a profound impact on children, often leaving them grappling with complex emotions and a sense of instability. So now we're going to look at Sophia's response to Jamie's challenging behavior. Armed with newfound insight, Sophia approaches Jamie with a gentle and empathetic demeanor, creating a safe space for open dialogue. One evening, as they share a quiet moment together in Jamie's bedroom, Sophia broaches the topic of her stepchild's emotional trigger with sensitivity, expressing her concern and willingness to listen without judgment. She chooses her words carefully, aiming to delicately inquire about Jamie's emotions regarding her parents' divorce. Here's how Sophia broaches the subject with Jamie. "Sweetie, I've noticed that you seem a bit quieter than usual lately, and I just want you to know that I'm here for you. I understand that the changes in our family dynamic may have brought up some difficult feelings for you, and I want you to feel comfortable sharing those feelings with me if you're ready. You don't have to go through this alone, and it's okay to feel whatever you're feeling. I care about you deeply, and I want to support you in any way I can. Can we talk about how you're feeling?" With these gentle and reassuring words, Sophia conveyed her genuine concern for Jamie's well-being and invited her to express herself without fear of judgment or rejection. This approach allowed Jamie to feel validated and understood, opening the door for meaningful conversations about her emotions surrounding her parents' divorce. Jamie, initially hesitant to open up, eventually begins to share her innermost thoughts and feelings with Sophia. She confides in Sophia about her struggles with the divorce, admitting that she often feels torn between her loyalty to both her biological parents and her desire for a sense of belonging within her blended family. Now we're going to look at navigating the underlying challenge beneath your stepchild's challenging behavior. Sophia listens intently, validating Jamie's emotions and assuring her that her feelings are both valid and understandable. Drawing from my guidance, Sophia adopts a proactive approach to addressing Jamie's underlying challenge, focusing on building connections and fostering a sense of security within their blended family. Together, Sophia and Jamie embark on a journey of healing and connection, engaging in meaningful conversations and bonding activities that strengthen their relationship. Sophia encourages Jamie to express herself openly and honestly, reassuring her that she is loved and valued unconditionally. Through consistent communication about the stepchild's emotional triggers, empathy, and unwavering support, Sophia helps Jamie navigate the complexities of her emotions and find solace in the knowledge that she is not alone. Together, they cultivate a sense of belonging and natural respect within their blended family, laying the groundwork for a harmonious and nurturing environment where everyone thrives. Number four, feeling supported as a step-parent. I don't stop there. I understand that managing the demands of a high-powered career while nurturing your blended family requires more than just insights and strategies. It demands resilience and self-care to ensure that you feel supported as the step-parent. That's why we explore a treasure trove of coping strategies tailored to your unique needs, such as mindful moments, where you take a breather amidst the whirlwind of your busy schedule with quick mindfulness exercises designed to ground you in the present moment and replenish your spirit. Self-care rituals, where you treat yourself to moments of indulgence and relaxation, whether it's savoring a cup of your favorite tea, indulging in a luxurious bubble bath, or escaping into the pages of a captivating novel. And connection catalyst, where you cultivate deeper bonds within your blended family through shared experiences and meaningful conversations. From family game nights to heartfelt discussions, these simple yet powerful rituals strengthen the ties that bind you together. I'm just going to touch on the benefit of enlisting professional support. As you embark on this transformative journey with me, remember that you're not just seeking solutions, you're embracing a lifeline of support and understanding as a step-parent, an integral part of the blended family. This will have a massive impact on your relationships with the other blended family members and in your blended family dynamics overall. Together, we'll navigate the maze of blended family dynamics with grace, resilience, and unwavering determination. So why wait? Take the first step towards a harmonious blended family life by booking a call with me today. To do this, fill out a brief questionnaire at synergisticstepparenting.com/work. Your path to serenity and connection awaits, and I'm here to guide you every step of the way and support the step-parent's emotional needs. Keep shining, keep learning, and keep growing. You rockstar blended family warrior. You can do this, and I'm cheering you on. Until next time, be well. Thanks for tuning into Synergistic Step Parenting Podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite streaming platform so you don't miss a thing. If you like what you hear and you find the information helpful, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review letting us know what you like about the show on Apple Podcast. Don't know how? Don't worry. We'll include instructions in the show notes. And if you know of other step-parents who can benefit from hearing this episode, please share it with them. John Swain did our theme music. Thanks, John.